Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path that you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciate it. Take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. So always praise him and thank him. Keep him first forever. He protects his people and he keeps his promises. All right. Praising people. Welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let's always pray for each other, support one another, intercede for each other. All those beautiful things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, and the gathering and the fellowships. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, courageous believers out there who are going through it for the faith, who are being persecuted for the gospel, who are going through it for his namesake. You isolated, strong, bold believers, stay strong out there, okay? Always stay encouraged no matter what. Much love to the great tribulation of saints down the road. Much love to the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kingdoms all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, anyone who just became a believer, anyone who just got baptized, anyone who just repented. God bless all of you new creatures in Christ, most definitely. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faiths, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Crowd to him. Dance, express yourself, do what you got to do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. With the angels, he is coming back to bring fire upon the earth. He is coming back to make war. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. So stay ready, alert, watchful, sober, vigilant, diligent, all those beautiful things. People, stay steadfast and firm in the faith, people. Keep doing the Great Commission. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep being lights to the world, salt to the earth, ambassadors for Christ, vessels, instruments for God. Keep being used by the Father, people. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, and various ways. Let's know the Lord best. Get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, such commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances. Handle that, people. Amen. Always stay strong with it, people. Always stay strong. Take it one day at a time. Hallelujah. Praise him most definitely. Okay. So in today's message, we will go through today's Bible reading. We will go through recommended reading scriptures, and then we will also go through the commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. We will close out, give all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son died for our sins. Amen. So always keep the commandments. Always keep the word of God. Keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep being washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water by word. All the beautiful things, people. Amen. So here we go. Today's Bible reading is the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 1 through 12. Recommended reading, Psalm 34, the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 3, and also the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. The title of this commentary is Fresh Start. I believe all of us at points of our lives get tired, weary, broken down, or feeling vulnerable, or just at our lowest points. But we know that the Most High can always keep us up, keep us zealous, keep us upright and full of might and his strength. Amen. So anyone who's feeling tired or poor, or just feeling out of there, just always trust in the Most High forever, people. We always need fresh starts. Amen. We always need to be renewed and all those beautiful things. Do you feel tired or poor? Do you long for freedom? Do you feel tossed by life storms? Most of us experience these conditions at some point. Isaiah describes someone who understands exactly how we feel. Even in his own rejection, even his own people rejected this man of sorrows. Many hated him. Nothing about his mere physical appearance attracted people. In short, most of us wouldn't have give this person the time of the day. Yet this passage describes the most compelling individual in the history of the world. Somehow we can't resist him. Perhaps it's what he offers himself as one like us, one who knows sorrow and yet who offers peace and relief. He offers himself as the sacrifice for our sins. He is the Messiah. He is Christ. And Isaiah makes it clear that Christ identifies with all the difficulties we could ever face. He knows what it's like to be crushed, despised, rejected, and in deep emotional pain. He knows the quiet desperation we endure when faced with mounting bills, job loss, marital discord, parenting challenges, and all other stuff of life that, if we're wise, send us to our knees. Take a few moments to reread the passage for today and let the word sink into your consciousness. This Messiah, our Savior, the very Son of God, came to earth for the very purpose of becoming one of us, albeit temporarily. So when we kneel before Christ, we kneel before one who can relate to our struggles and hardships. He kneels alongside us to revitalize our energy, our strength, provide relief from our stress, set us free from sin, and enable us to endure life storms. Then through his powerful Holy Spirit, he offers us a fresh start. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Why do you think the people of Israel despised and rejected the Messiah? What tough issues in your life do you want the Messiah to understand? When did you last encourage someone else to turn to Christ for a fresh start? Quote unquote, in other words, our society is not a community radiant with the love of Christ, but a dangerous network of domination and manipulation in which we can easily get entangled and lose our soul. Quote, Henry Nouwen. All right, people. So I believe all of us need fresh starts. Me, you, all of us. Amen. I feel like we're going through a lot of different seasons where we might feel weary or just out of there, right? But we know the Most High got us. He could bless us unexpectedly. He could turn around for us just like that. Amen. So stay strong, people, always. All right. Please do not be discouraged. Stay strong, people. Amen. So that is the commentary. All right. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Prayers up for all the poor people, all the widows, all the orphans, all the fatherless children out there. Prayers up for the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for the elders, all social classes, all peoples. Prayers up for all of you, most definitely. He is the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem. He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. Praise him. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High, most definitely. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Much praise to him. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the Advocate, the Almighty, true and living God. Praise the Most High, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is holiness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my banner. The Lord our righteousness. He is my refuge, my shield, my strong, my strength, my song, my buckler, my high tower, my good fortress, my salvation, my redeemer, my healer, my provider. Praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Be Yahweh, Yahai Yashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehosha, Ahai Yashaya, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician. He can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Got to know he exists. Got to believe in him. Trust in him. Know he could do for you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle signs, wonders, breakthroughs, good news, unexpected blessings, unexpected good turnarounds. Praise the Most High forever, people. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you well. Your faith, how you overcome the world. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one, and he got us forever. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be in our lives forever. Amen. Praise him. Trust him. Call on him. Do what you got to do. Ask the Father what you need in his Son's name. It shall be given to you. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrected, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine, the sinless high priest, the everlasting king. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. The way everlasting. Praise him. He is the way, truth, and life. Always, people, praise him. He is the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Praise him always. Amen. Most definitely, we touch and agree, y'all. Prayers up to all the strangers, the neighbors, the widows, the orphans, the poor, the homeless. Prayers up to everybody, man, the elders, the teenagers, the babies, parents, all you people, man. Prayers up for everybody all over the world. I love you all, okay? Most definitely. So that is the word right there, okay? We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. We know that his word is purified silver, as David said in Psalms. And we know that his words are double-edged swords, the book of Hebrews says, amen. So that is the message right there. What I love to do as I close out is give y'all the prayer and the priestly blessing on the way out, okay? So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. I'm Jairus Kingston. Love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.